This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Another important topic today. I love it when I see good things happening in our community, especially with young people, to prepare them for the future and for the world around them right now. And that's what's going on with Alive Community Outreach. And the executive director of Alive Community is Angelo Manti. And I've talked with him before. Love what's going on in their mission and outreach. And so we're going to update and talk about what's happening now. I think it'll give you encouragement about our youth for the future. And Angelo, thank you for your time. Before we start in on some of the programs, give us an overview for someone that might not know what you guys are all about.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. So we started back in 2020 around cultivating a community of nonviolence. And so we work with families who've been affected by homicide. That's one half of our work. Mm. And the other half is that we are working with young people, with high schoolers right now, training them how to be peacemakers in their school and community.
That's powerful. To think that there is a Peacemaker Academy, I mean, who's heard of that? I've never heard that in a school before, and maybe there are other programs like it, but this sounds like something unique. What's your purpose in trying to help young people learn about peace and safety? How do you accomplish that in this academy?
Yeah, so that program all started back in 2021. We were having some conversations with some students over at the City Life Center about violence in the community. And we really saw an eagerness from this group of students to do something about it. They just weren't quite sure how or what to do. And so we had this vision of starting a three-week summer academy where we would work with some students at Southside High School and do that, training how to be peacemakers, looking at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s philosophy of nonviolence, principles of nonviolence. And so that has just exploded because of the willingness and the readiness of those students to lead and to step up. And so the impact of Southside has been incredible. But this summer, was the first summer that we had students from all five Fort Wayne Community High Schools. So we had 60 students. So we went from 12 in that initial academy to now 60, and just really exciting what God is doing through that.
That is so exciting. Now, do you see this going on, an ongoing Peacemaker Academy?
Yes. Every summer is a three-week academy, but then we work with those students throughout the course of the year, continue to mentor them and walk with them, because we teach them all this great stuff in the summer, but then when the fall comes,
then what?
It's like, okay, well, what do you want to do in your school to make peace, right?
Yes.
And so we help them to identify some issues that they want to address, and then they develop a plan, and then we help them implement it. And so there's a lot happening throughout the course of the year, but that summer academy is the core, because those are our leaders.
Absolutely.
That are leading the way.
So I'm going to ask, if you're listening to this and you're hearing us talk about it, how powerful this is, a Peacemaker Academy for rising sophomores, juniors, and seniors in Fort Wayne Community Schools. Would you pray for them? Would you pray for a live community outreach? Would you pray for this program and pray for Angelo and the people on his team, that we might see peace come into our midst, into our community, and into our schools? And so, Angelo, we got to come back in a few months and talk about this. I want to see what the results are as the kids are doing this and working this out in the schools. Would you do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Anytime.
Great. Anything you want to know about this program, I have it on my Conversations link right now, so you can find out more. Maybe you want to support it. That would be a huge thing. God's blessings on this program. If you want to know more, it's at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.